In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Hi, and it's Deanne, and it's Late Night with Deanne on RBNLive.com. Join me during the week on Truth Radio from Monday through Friday. And I'm happy as a lark because my bumper music is back. Oh, it's good to hear my bumper music. I love a Coldplay. We're going to be talking about many things here on the broadcast today. It's going to be open line. Once you call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. A lot of things in the news, a lot of stories we're going to touch on from our time here on RBN tonight. We have the march, two levels of marches going on, all over the country, in fact, all over the world, against this war, against the war in Iraq. They want our men back. How do you feel about this? I want to hear from you, 800-313-9443. We have a situation that in this country, we went to war in regards to terrorism in the United States. The terrorist events that happened on September 11th led to us going into Iraq, seeking out, closing down, and looking to uncover alleged terrorist cells. But how did our move from the thought process of bin Laden being the arch enemy, the arch terrorist that was connected with the Saudi royal house, the royal family, and also tied to the CIA and Bush family himself? How did he become the so-called archbishop of tyranny here in this country? And then the thing twisted from him being the one we were seeking into the Iraqi government, the Iraqi government in charged by Hussein. He was our arch enemy in this global lookout for terrorism. He was the one that was getting nuclear weapons of mass destruction. He was the one that we deemed and put higher than bin Laden and his attack against the World Trade Center, alleged. Now today in the news, story twists around to something else. Now it's not bin Laden as the archaeology of, I'm sorry, if the word's wrong, but as the person that created 9/11. But now we have another man. But by the way, that man that you have in the press, it's Mohammed. His actual name is Al-Masri. And that gentleman was the one that is now in the Bay Area, Cuba, coming forth, saying that he's the one that designed and he was the mastermind of 9/11. It was him alone. So now, how did it go to him, to bin Laden, to Hussein, and all these fingers are being pointed at everything? But the whole issue is that 9/11 did happen. And we have never had an investigation of it. Not one time has Congress or Senate have come forth and stated that we need to have a massive investigation of it. Why? Why is that? Then there's the issue of what is happening currently. Our men have been in Iraq for how long? And they have not had a break of the war. They've been sent home for just a moment and then sent back. Some of the men that have been wounded are being sent over there. There are people borderlining 50 years old and greater going over into Iraq. When will this war stop? When will it end? Now, we're hearing about cutting off the funding, cut off the funds, they say, and then the war is going to stop. But you know and I know better. We'll be back, and we'll talk about this situation and the march on Washington, D.C. and all over when we return here in RBN. Callers 800-313-9443.
Sit back,
relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne, and we're live here on RBN. Folks, go to my blogger, which is clearblogs.com/Deanne Burleigh Radio Club, or go to deanneburleigh.blogspot.com. Email me at danne.burley@gmail.com, or you can call me with your stories, your news tips, ideas for programs at 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. On this broadcast, you can call in. We're live here. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. 9443. We're talking about some of the items that have hit the news, some things that, you know, are really pretty disturbing. The fact that we have been in Iraq for how long, and the fact that we are still there after there has been a new election of a president. We were supposed to have been out of the country once that was established. We're still there. We've had situations that now, you know, seems that we're going to be there longer, that our presence is needed there because, you know, we might even be going to war real soon with Iran, you know, and to move the soldiers back here would be costly. So, in the thought process, I gather, they say, well, just leave them there and they'll, you know, just move them over, rotate them over to Iran. But, you know, these men have not had rotation. They still need supplies from their families and friends and people. I talked to someone in the police department and they're still gathering up coffee and goods to send to people in the war. They're fighting on our side, allegedly, for this war that we're going into with, you know, Iran and Iraq and whoever else we're fighting with. Now, the thing is, again, folks, you know, there were how many hundreds of thousands of dollars overstated in invoice billing through Halliburton that could have been used to fund this war? You know, it was never recovered. Nobody ever asked about these monies being returned. You know, and you question yourself. These men and women have been serving overseas in temperatures greater to 100 degrees Fahrenheit, been exposed to every type of chemical you can imagine. Many of them are coming back wounded without limbs and come back to the hospitals, and the hospitals are not treating them. You know, this is what we offer up to our people that are supposed to protect our country. And then today, on St. Paddy's Day, today, on the 17th, there's been a huge march various places here. One of the biggest ones was at the Pentagon. And what was the march about? It was about returning men from this war, get out of Iraq, we shouldn't be there. And then on the other end, there was 20,000 or more veterans, you know, protecting their, you know, monuments there for the people that had died in the wars. And they, even though it might seem like not be on the same page, they are on the same page. They want to come back. They want to be over there. And they know that the lies that have been perpetrated in these wars, lies, they've been lied to, too. But the thing is that where are you with this, you know, as being a citizen? You're hearing one story from the government, you're hearing another story from the military, you're hearing the people protesting in regards to this war. What do you think? What is going on? What is your opinion? Please call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I'm going to call up my co-host, John. John, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Deanne.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. The weather's changed again here in New York. It's 20 degrees. We had 71 degrees with snow on the ground the other day, like Wednesday. By Thursday, it was completely melted off. We had the river flooding, and the temperature was down to 35. The next day, we had down to 20 with a snowstorm. We got another 8 inches of snow, and it's back again. So now we've got like, you know, 8-9 inches of snow, and it's flurrying again, but basically, it's just back and forth. It's not normal at all. I mean, it's one thing to be a little changeful, but this is just, you know, the week before it was 25 below and like 8 for a high for the day, and it's just not normal at all.
Yeah, same thing here in Illinois. I went into a building around the same day, Wednesday. It was 61 degrees, and I said, oh, I don't need my coat, you know. I came out, it was a blizzard. It was like, what the heck? And then it dropped down to like 20-some degrees, and it snowed that whole night, and it's been holding about between 27 degrees to 30-some degrees here. And you just don't know. It's not even safe to go out these days without your coat because you never know What they expect.
I was listening to you earlier. They didn't get on. They just got me on here. And you were talking about their, have that new gentleman that supposedly did everything as far as Massari. And how do they explain the anthrax to our, you know, politicians that was our government-grade anthrax? I mean, it's like if people just stop and step back and say, all right, just another complete lie here again. And again, just step back and think, all right, even if you had $1 million or $1 billion, how would you orchestrate, you know, 19 guys go semi-takeover planes and hit these towers and then create the situation of the president knowing about it and admitting it and then demoing the buildings? And, I mean, this is just too outlandish. I'm ashamed for the stupidity of these excuses that our supposed elite CIA and Secret Service are coming up with. And it looks to me in the picture, it looks like the guy's been pounded pretty good. I mean, he's bloaty and everything else. I mean, if anything, when you go in jail, you start becoming very white because usually you're out of sunlight and you're malnutritioned and that kind of thing. And it just looks like the guy's bloaty. He's sick. And, you know, again, knowing what we know, these guys are being orchestrated. I mean, he's admitting stuff because he's been forced to admit whatever, for whatever reason they got against him. He's not a happy man. It's not that he was caught. He's just being coerced, and you can see it in his face. I'm ashamed of it. I'll be honest, it embarrasses me to even talk about it because it's like we have intelligent people in charge getting huge salaries and huge retirements to bring this idiocy to light. I mean, it's not even to light. It's to bear, I guess. I don't know how you would phrase it. But, you know, it's just crazy.
Well, it's really a sad thing. And if the public believes this stuff, you know, you really need to go sit back and read these stories. You know, like I was saying before, when September 11th happened, it was first trying to figure out who was the culprit. And then all of a sudden, you know, the stories went to Bin Laden. And Bin Laden, he came forth and said he was, you know, like the lone gunman. Then after maybe a week of, you know, this Bin Laden story, the President of the United States decides to remove Bin Laden's family from our country to make sure that they were safe. He hands them over to the Saudis. Now, immediately, if this was another country, another place, you know, they would not do something like that, because the first thing would be the instinct that if you have a relative or whatever, then you could possibly cause that person to come forth, you know, to get them to come forth, to, you know, bring them to justice. But instead, the White House decided to send a known alleged terrorist as relatives back to protect them from harm for people here. Now, is that right? Is that what they should have done? I don't think any other government would have done that. And then after that, we kept the Bin Laden story alive. But then it was a twist. It went in from Bin Laden to, you know, the king, the president of Iraq. You know, he was now the terrorist, the one we had to go against. Then they had the deck card of all these terrorists that were connected to Bin Laden attacked. In fact, and then it twisted over to these people who were attached directly to Iraq. You know, and we went one after another, getting each one of them, gathering them up, because they were the terrorists. And originally, we were going after people that went and caused the destruction of three major towers, and in fact, a whole trade center complex. We were going after these same people that were involved with downing a part of the Pentagon. And we were going after these people that we heard people allegedly on these cell phones and the planes talking about 19 terrorists. That's what we were supposed to be, launching a war against, the terrorists that took down the United States. But then do it.
You know, you're missing a few steps here. The number one is the Afghanistan population was hit. And that's not who Bin Laden represented. Again, you have he fought with him during the other generated war against the Russians. It's this WTO sequence still going on. If you watched, I think it was C-SPAN, approximately April of 2003, maybe. Congressman Roderberger out of California was testifying in front of C-SPAN that he and a CIA agent named Julie Sears was reporting from the Northern Alliance of Afghanistan that 9/11 was taking place and they needed to stop it, and they were calling Condoleezza Rice about eight times and she refused to respond to them, but she didn't. She responded to the mayor of California to tell him not to fly that day. I mean, there's so many things that go on like that. You have in 88 when the buildings were deemed dangerous because the steel rivets were reacting with the aluminum and it was eating through, and they were worried about the aluminum siding to starting to fall off from the building, and they were going to have to revamp it. They had blueprints. They had engineer architects in there figuring out it was going to be like a $1 billion project. And then all of a sudden at noontime, the plans are ripped up, the office is taped off, and everybody's told to go home. Now, these things, you know, it'd be hard to make up this complete story as some of these dots are coming out and we're putting together. And, you know, they can say, oh, we orchestrated a game that day where we were going to blow up the towers or something. But that didn't include the 1988 orchestration of the blueprints being looking at the building to tear it down and re-put it back up or revamp it. It wasn't including the anthrax that was seeded in. It wasn't including Congressman Roderberger and C-SPAN trying to bring out information that he had personally gotten and was sending in prior to 9/11. It doesn't include 50,000 people supposedly in the towers, or tentatively in the towers, and now we're down to like 3,000 people, including the passengers of the planes, which I don't even think ever existed. And when it gets said and done, these things just, the cards aren't right. I mean, you could go to Vegas and put a bet on 3,000 out of 50,000, and they aren't going to give you any odds at all. That ain't going to happen. They'll give you terrific odds, actually. So anyhow, here we have, and I'm going to call it the how many times can, like, President Bush, three times right in a row, he says, oh, I see the first plane hit, and they show a video of him seeing a screen with the first plane hitting. He goes, oh, yep, okay. And then the second plane hits while he's reading a goat book, and he stands there like a serious look on his face. We do nothing.
Yeah,
we stand there.
But
and
today,
do...
you see what we got today. We have everybody watching us. We have cameras in the walls, cameras in the... lamp poles, cameras watching every step and everything we do. But then again, we still have not to this day found out who the terrorists are. We can't even find Bin Laden with all these cameras we have watching everything.
Well, we had cameras around the Pentagon more than anywhere else in the world that have like 200 exposures more per minute than any other camera. And yet they didn't catch anything. They didn't let them. They don't produce them back for us to see. So who's holding that back? Bin Laden? This Ms. Massara, is he holding those films back?
Well, it's not Bin Laden anymore. It's this new guy that said he doesn't.
Yeah, but is he making the Pentagon hold those films back from us? Or is it national security? I mean, how much more stupid can we be?
Well, this is...
No, I'm sorry.
I think you're making the sound of the sheep. Well, the thing is that, and we're being herded to our slaughter, by the way, from this these misnomers and lies that have been perpetrated. You know, I've had, you know, I'm just broadcasting before, everything. In fact, going back to, I started doing my broadcast right October, I think it was, because I started doing my TV show, because I was following all of them, you know, due to what I was finding out here in Illinois. And to this day, they won't even talk about the Illinois connection. They will leave Chicago out of it completely. Even though there were cells here, there were financial strings here, there were banking strings here, there were everything you can imagine was coming out of the Chicago, Illinois area. And, the city, not proper, but suburbs. The trucking situation, the thing with the DEA, with Operation Mountain Express 1, 2, 3, everything you can think of was tied in between Texas and Chicago, California, in regards to bringing in money. But again, this wasn't just Bin Laden. This was more than this. You're talking huge sums of money coming in to create terrorism. We're back after this break. Callers, 800-313-19443. Call in. We want to hear your opinion.
Yeah. People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, we're back. And we're live here on RBN Live, that is, on the DM Brule Show. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we have callers, John. We have Doug in Texas. Doug, are you there?
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Doug, how are you doing?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
Being fantastic, hanging in there, whatever. Okay, lady, the... what was the topic of discussion?
Well, today we were talking about the situation with the men and women that are marching currently in regards to pulling out our troops from this war. And we were talking about the World Trade Center as well.
I don't, Dan, we can't cut and run because... I heard that on the Rush Limbaugh show today. We cannot cut and run because then the Arab terrorists will kill us. They'll kill us all. They want to kill us all. And this is what we hear from our Jewish media every day. And I can't depart from that thought. Can you?
Now, it's under your belief that we are being terrorized by the Arabs.
Yeah, Yeah, right.
Now, why would you think...
I thoroughly believe that.
Okay.
Well, because I'm just a dumb whatever.
No, you're not dumb. It's just that the public is just in the situation of getting too much information and lack of truth. When you look at this thing with this terrorist situation of 9/11, have you ever thought about how much money it would have taken to orchestrate that, and how you know this government would have allowed itself to be just totally open to people that don't have the means, the capability to come over and basically tap down, you know, a whole building complex and take out the Pentagon, which is our brain, you know? It's just totally impossible to even fathom that.
Deanne, I was being totally facetious.
Oh, well, thank
totally
you.
Totally facetious. I'm not that stupid. You know, I don't. You know, well, our brain, we have Israel is the playground for all the criminals in the world. They have their little protected playground, and that the Mark Riches and the whoever else is, they're all dual citizens that run this country, and we. I think that if, we think our little, okay, should we wait till after break?
Okay, we'll be right back with you. Hang on, and we're going to break. And call us 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with Doug and John Alstasis when we return.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too. Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, we're back. And it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN. Join me during the week, Monday through Friday, on Truth Radio from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Monday's broadcast, we're going to have Bob Holland. We're going to be talking about Missing Men in Action, the POWs, with Bob. This should be a very good broadcast. We're getting ready to have in Chicago a huge march in regards to the missing men from the various wars. You can get more information on that from the show on Monday on Truth Radio. And we're here, and we have a caller, and that's Doug out of Texas. I had to stop you because we were going to break. And I want to ask you a question, Doug. If you had the time, would you have participated in this march on the Pentagon today? Or what do you feel about these marches? What is your opinion?
I don't think they do a whole lot of good. I don't think that they do much good. I really don't. I think if you went up there and marched and you were armed, well armed, it might do some good. And go in there and point a gun at somebody, because they're using force on us. They use force on us to make us comply with all the, you know, whatever they want us to do. They have their little cops and SWAT teams and this, that, and other. But I don't think it'd do much good if you weren't armed. If you just went up there and walked on it, I don't think that they take that seriously.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
John, you got a comment on that one?
Well, spiritually speaking, it's just like having a thought. Where did that thought come from? And until you act on a thought, and it doesn't matter what range, you know, you can pick up a gun and start shooting, but they've always professed that the pen is mightier than the sword. And, again, prayer is very powerful. It's been proven. There's healing with prayer. There's you can actually mind-think a parking spot. So as you start mind-thinking that you're doing something and you put it in coordination with other people, some of the numbers I'm hearing is if you have, say, a single person praying, he's one times as powerful. If you have two people praying, it's not only two times as powerful, it's a factor. So now it's four times as powerful because it's a factor. And so it's a coefficient that just escalates big. So now you have a factor of many people getting together with a like-minded thought, and you have the energy as the same as they do in a political party. They get the energy of the people going, rah, 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 vote for him, vote for him, vote for him, vote for him. It's an energy. It's something that's measurable. It's something that they do. Repetition. How many signs were out this year for repetition of vote for these guys? And they had all these. I never saw so many. We've only got 9,000 people in the population of the city where I'm at, and I'm a half hour away. I'm in a township away from that city. And when it gets said and done, I bet there was 10,000 signs out. They that repetition, that repetition, that repetition, that repetition. There's mind control. They had a show where back in 1964, I believe, with Goldwater, there was they were having a newscast on Goldwater, and in the background there was something, but they couldn't quite tell what it was. Well, what it was Goldwater is a fascist. And when we first heard about the Navy doing brain mind control, they were saying it could be programmed from your sleep. But then all of a sudden they poo-pooed that and said, no, that doesn't work. But then you know that in the movie theater at the drive-ins, they used to flash food, they used to produce an odor. There's different things that they do to entice you. There's mind control. And the mind controls through that. And so here you have little things and little incidentals that they aren't telling you that the government has as tools, and they don't tell you. But yet they use them.
John, in this, do you feel that marching is the way to go? You know, see, the thing is that in the 60s, you know, the protest rallies and things seemed to have worked, and there was, you know, peaceful rallies. But the thing was, it was covered right through the media at a much more intense level than it is today. So you have people out here that are marching, and as Doug was saying, you know, he doesn't feel that it does anything unless you're doing something at a level that, you know, is putting fear out there. And, you know, it just basically goes from just seeing it for one moment and just goes nowhere, dissipates into nothing.
No, I feel people participating in a group organization of doing something. Number one is you get all these people together, they're at the site, they're trying to make Congress listen, and if nothing else, it's a teaching tool. When they go there and they say, yes, we want to stop the war, we want our men home, number one, you've got the factor of prayer. You've got the factor of communication, the practical sense of making decisions and making thoughts and patterns of solutions. You got to talk to other people to help do that. And as you brainstorm, which is everybody knows brainstorming is a good factor of coming up with a solution. Corporations do it all the time. You bring all these like-minded people together and brainstorm solutions practically. You're doing it spiritually, and you're creating a hardship for the politicians that in the past now, it's like the NAFTA project. The NAFTA project, there was 79% of the vote was against NAFTA. That means it shouldn't be here. What do we call that, democracy, republic, or something? We have a vote? Why would we vote if we don't have a reaction from it of a process of, okay, over 50%, we're supposed to have due process of law. Well, the due process at 79% means we don't have NAFTA. But do we have NAFTA today? Yes, we have the corruption of the government initiating things that we said no to. So now we have a situation to where we're flaunting it in their face, where they're waving flags, we're saying we want our troops home, we're creating the practical sense of people talking together to make a brainstorming of correction and the spiritual sense of prayer to start bringing this back. And people like myself, I communicate with the spirit every day, and I try to, and I've been told not to hurt anybody. I've been told to find the other peaceful way. It's a tool. It's a training session for me to be growth. And as I'm expressing some of these are some of the things that I'm seeing rather than, I know as soon as I pick up a rifle, they'll shoot me and call me something, they'll label me, and I, you know what? I won't be able to talk anymore.
Doug, what do you think about that? Doug?
Well, Deanna, what I think about it, I'm looking at a picture of myself, and Dr. Ron Paul, do you know who he is? Ron Paul?
Yeah.
The congressman
from
Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, you know, I disagree with the caller that you know, just leave me alone. That's all I want. That's all I want out of government is just leave me alone. And that's all Ron Paul wants to do, is leave you alone.
Well, you know, a lot of people feel that way. They don't want as much government in involvement. And it seems as though, even though that is what people want, is not what the government is giving them. And, you know, I think that the marches are, you know, putting some impression to the government now. But there's also, you know, a little bit more we have to do. And I think if we ask at these meetings and rallies to get signatures of these people and have them, you know, state that we want less this, less that, and ask that the government, you know, basically, you know, put special prosecutors in to investigate, you know, all these crimes and heinous activities that are going on. I think that's the way that we can do something, you know, in these marches that's a little bit different than before, and not even picking up a gun or anything. And I thank you, Doug, for calling in. I have another caller in from L.A., Robert from L.A., are you there? Los Angeles?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. How are you doing, Robert?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to mention that protesting and doing demonstrations is not going to do anybody any good. This country has been paid for and bought for many special interests from way back in the 70s and even the 50s from like, the Prescott family and so on. And protesting so the Congress can listen to you is absolutely a joke. What do you think about that?
Well, I think I remember what happened in the 60s when they had all the groups hit Berkeley and various other campuses in regards to the Vietnam War, and it was effective during that time. But as of today, it has to go to another level. And I think that if you have a protest march, you protest, and then you have all the million people there sign petitions and say, we don't want this anymore. Stop this. We don't want you in this other country. We have no bearing to be in another country. We need to be focused on doing the things the United States is supposed to be, representing the population as, a good government. Everything that we're seeing right now is evil, evil upon evil, even though that many of these people feel that they're doing things in a Christian way. They feel that they're, doing the right thing by opposing other people's governments. But again, we haven't even cleaned our backyard yet. This country's got people here hungry, starving, homeless. You got people here with no jobs now because of NAFTA. The jobs have moved out of this country and placed over in various countries. And now we're sitting here with our people suffering and going into a refuge of disparity. And then not only to say that, we've lost how many people in World Trade Centers? We've lost people in Iraq. Our soldiers are coming back with losing limbs, and others are dead, all for things that are done based on what these few people feel that they can do because they feel at this point they're God. How do you feel about that, Robert?
Well, I heard that point earlier when I was listening in, and I quite frankly disagree with that, because as you mentioned, you did that in the 60s, you guys did that in the 60s, I'm, I guess, a younger generation, I'm 30 years old, and I think, you guys did that in the 60s, and it wasn't successful, like you mentioned NAFTA, how the caller earlier mentioned that 75% of the American people and the congressmen are actually against NAFTA, but still it was passed through, and it was essentially forced down our throats. And what that sent, the message that it sends to me is that regardless of whether the Americans are for something, special interest, I wouldn't be able to identify them, but there is definitely a special interest, are going to do what they want to do, regardless of the fact if we were millions and millions of people outside Congress or the White House protesting.
They won't do it because the only way that they can do it now, and that's why I said the other component that needs to be added in, is at these rallies, instead of not only asking people to contribute money, contribute a signature to a petition to get a special prosecutor in to investigate these folks and why they're doing stuff that is against what the people want. We are the people. The United States was formed by us, and these people are actors and civil servants in roles that are supposed to either protect this country or act upon what their the people in their community want. And they're not doing this. They are using public interest groups. They are involved with foreign governments. They're involved with every type of way of making money and ways for themselves. And they're totally, basically, away from the needs of the people. Right now in Chicago, we have a major takeover of the Cook County Board in the city of Chicago. There's a new gentleman, Stroger, who took over for his father, And the problem is he's appointing his relatives and friends to spots, and it's not uncommon. It's going on all over. It's been, you know, the way of Chicago, this clout situation. But the whole issue here, again, is the fact that this is being allowed against what the people themselves want. And the only way you can do that is not only march, but you have to do it effectively to let these people know that, hey, okay, you do this, we're going to march, we're going to sign a petition, we're going to get a special prosecutor in there, and we're going to get you out if you don't do what we want you to do.
Right. But what I'm saying, and I understand your point of view completely, but what I'm saying, the only way we're going to be able to change the way things are going now is to organize, not only in a demonstration way, which is fine, but I think demonstration alone is not going to solve any problems. The best thing to do is organize, create a new party, create new businesses that promote a certain political party, a different one other than the false paradigm that we have now, and a party that represents the needs and the wants of the all Americans, really.
Well, you know, I would agree with that. But, you know, I don't know if you know how many parties there are out there right now. And because of this political clout they have, and this clout machine has turned into a monster. You know, not only you have the Democrat, you have the Republican, you have the Libertarian, you have this, you have that. You have about, I don't know how many, umpteen million parties out there. But those parties can't go anywhere because of the fact of money. And you need to have those the people that have the money behind you, and they're only going to represent those two parties. We'll be right back after this break. Can you stay for a second, Robert?
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN. Join me during the week on Truth Radio from Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Callers, call me at 630-812-0171. You can email me at danne.burley@gmail.com. We have a caller. Robert, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear from you, because I think we need to discuss, other avenues of what we can do, because, what we've been doing all along doesn't seem to work. The sad thing, Robert, is that, we vote, we allegedly vote, we sort of vote, and these people get in the office and they totally ignore anything that we have to say.
One solution that I think we could have is publicly funded elections. So you cut corporate funds to the election and the whole apparatus, the election system, and it's publicly funded by the American people. So do you understand?
Yeah, I think, you're right on target with that. Because, see, if you do that, you get the, those interest groups, they can't, get involved with tapping into the funds. And that, what I think, too? That I think there should be totally free media. There should not be any charge for media for elections. I think that will also help bring forth good candidates. I think there's enough money that has been had in the media for them to, open it up where, regular citizens can run without, these big politicians with big bucks, basically putting out stories that are lies and in the press.
Right. So, part of the free media would be publicly funded elections, and inside the publicly funded elections budget, there'd be a section where, they allocate money for each of the candidates to spend on media. It should be like a expenditure for building roads and so on. It's a way to correct the system that is now. I mean, essentially, the candidate becomes a president for this country is whoever has the most money, and that shouldn't be the litmus test to run.
And it could be, even for a mayor or whatever, I was looking at the mayor race in Chicago, and, Mayor Daley knew he had it. He didn't even, really bust out and do anything. It was no way anybody could bust through the amount of clout and money and things that he had tied in. So, this needs to stop. We need to change our election. We need to make these elections only for 2 years for president. Shouldn't be a situation they stay in past 2 years. We should have reviews, of what they're doing, because this is a nightmare. I mean, since this this presidency, and it's not only him, goes back some, it doesn't matter, Democratic or Republican, they have made a stranglehold on the public. They put in these so-called policing units. They don't seem to work efficiently against really criminals. And the amount of policing we have in Homeland Security, how come today we still don't know where Bin Laden is? And they're focused all that on us. All their effort of attack is on the United States population, not on the so-called terrorists. So we're going to the end of this one, and we're going to the beginning of the second hour. We'll be back when we return.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only